in Piber, for example, that has experienced flooding even worse than 2019. Our clinic there has launched mobile clinics. So we have a static location that's able to treat outpatient and inpatient diseases, but as well, because there are many communities that simply cannot access as a result of the floods, we have teams that are going out doing mobile clinics by boat, trying to reach these people and ensure that they have access. So in the last 11 weeks, for instance, in Pibor, we've treated over 15,624 patients, among those 6,290 children under the age of five. And more than half of these patients were treated with malaria. So as a result of these floods, then we're seeing increase in disease outbreaks such as malaria, skin diseases, snake bites. So these are all of the different morbidities that we're trying to deal with and be highly mobile so that we can reach people that have been impacted.
The flood has cut off access to very many different locations. So have you managed to overcome that challenge? I know you've mentioned boats, but where you cannot access through the boats, where you have to go by road, have you managed to overcome that challenge in this period when the disaster has been so severe?
But I think what MSF is very experienced in is mobility and ensuring that we have outreach posts. So this is a standard part of our strategy. And in times when we have flooding and severe conflict and cannot reach those areas ourselves, part of the strategy has always been in MSF to ensure that access to healthcare is as close as possible to the community. So across many of the states, we've trained up community health workers, so lay people, but who are living in the community close to the people, and we've trained them up to do, you know, basic treatment for the key morbidities, which are malaria, pneumonia, and acute watery diarrhea. So that even if we're not able to reach with larger teams, then we at least have a small team of highly mobile people close to the community that are capable of treating the very key morbidities that we see. For instance, in Unity State, we have a number of these small health posts in very remote areas. They've also seen flooding. The health posts have been flooded, but our teams, you know, who have been there with us for years and years, they know how to pick up and move location. So they grab their go bag, you know, salvage the medication, and they move to a church or a school or another area that's been donated by the community so that they can continue the services despite, you know, themselves being impacted by the flooding. And I think this is what's really key in our activities is being as close as possible to the populations in need with highly mobile, trained staff at the community level.